Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter mit Sechte Seirichen, Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Sagt der Mishnah, ein Beirichen Pachas Misela, velo Yosser al Chamishim Sala. You'll never have a case when someone uses the Lashon of Erichin where a person's going to pay less than a Sela. Ein Beirichen Pachas Misela. Let's say someone's very poor. So we're soon going to see there's an inyan. If you're very poor, you only pay the amount you can afford. But it has to be at least one sela. That's learned from the pasuk says the Batanura v'chal erkech hayiyah b'shekel ha-kodesh. Any erichin. If you use the lashon of erichin, it can't be less than a shekel, which is a sela. Vayter v'lo yaser al-chemishim sela. For that matter, you can't have a case where he pays more than 50 selaim. 50 salam is the highest amount mentioned in the Torah for Erechim. Kate said, how do we see this in a practical way? Zakt the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Nosan Sela. Let's see, a poor person says, what should I do? I don't have enough money. Yes, I said the Erechim of so-and-so, or I said my own Erech. I'm looking at the scale the Torah says, I don't have enough money. So the Kohen says, pay one Sela. Nosan Sela. Mitaka gave a sela, but Vehesher, afterwards he became rich. And one day he won the lottery. One day, episode business he was investing in, suddenly turned the corner and made money. His uncle, great-uncle, passed away, left the money. It doesn't make a difference how. He became rich. And now he can afford the full 50 slayim. Here, let me give you a mush. Let's say you have a man in the age of 20 and 60. And he said, Er ki alai, my erech. So we look up in the pasuk, and he has to give 50 slayim. But he was poor, so the client said, pay a sela. And Itaka paid the sela. And afterwards, one of these things happened to him, and he became very rich. So the Mishnah, we don't say, well, now that you're rich, you still owe another 49 slayim. No, we don't say that. Ain't no nice in klum. He doesn't have to give anything. You already gave your sela. The client said, you owe a sela. He paid his sela. Case closed. But, pachis misel, if he gave less than a sela, because that's all he had. And then Vehesher, he became rich. So nois in chemishim sela, now he has to give 50 slayim. That's because when he paid less than a sela, he wasn't mekayim anything. So now he has to pay the full erech. The same way he would have had to have paid had he had the money all along. Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah, hoye biyad of chamesh shloim, if this person who owed 50 shloim had only 5 shloim. Rabbi Meir, Oymer Rabbi Meir says, ein anoisin ela echas. He gives just one sela. What do you mean? According to the chart in the Torah, he should have to give 50 shloim. Fine, he doesn't have the full 50, but he does have 5. So why does he only give one sela? Why does Rabbi Meir hold that way? And the answer is that this is Rebbe Meir Shita. Rebbe Meir Shita is either the full amount, according to the chart in the Torah, or a sela. There's nothing in between. 5 slime is not an option. But v'chachamim, I'm nice and eskulam. V'chachamim say, no, he gives all 5 slime. Sela is the minimum. But if he can afford more, let him give whatever he can. And again, they dash into some sukkim. I am bebatin rezak teilig a mishnah vayter ein beerichin pachas misela. The mishnah chazars over now. There's never a case when a person uses the lashon of erichin where he pays less than a sela. V'lo yaser al chemishim sela. Never a case where he pays more than 50 slayim. So we know that a mishnah doesn't just repeat things. Why is a mishnah chazaring this over? So the Tosfos Yamtiv says is to say that the halacha is like the chachamim. It's never less than a sela, it's never more than 50, but it could be in between. Unlike Rav Meir, who says either you give what the Torah says you should give, or just one sela. So the Mishnah, no, it could be anywhere between a sela and 50 sela. Zakt the Mishnah Vaita, once we have this lashon of it can't be less, and it can't be more, so the Mishnah is going to give us two other examples where it's never less or never more. Ein Pesach b'toya pachas mishiva v'lo yaser al shiva asar. This requires a hagdama, and then we'll touch the words and explain. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach.